What's going on, guys? I'm back for another podcast. I want to talk about YouTube, you know, the whole platform of YouTube and using it now and how it changed dramatically throughout the years. I started my own YouTube channel 2015-ish or 2016. Yeah, beginning of 2016, I believe. And, you know, it was going good, you know what I'm saying? I was get to monetize my videos, just yada, 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 you know. But then they started getting strict because I was pretty much, you know, I figured since this is my channel, I could talk about whatever I want to talk about. Shit, it's my channel. Freedom of speech, right? So, I was just talking about conspiracy stuff like the Illuminati. I was talking about a lot of information that I guess they didn't like, you know, talking about, you know, I guess the guidelines, you know, you get the strikes and copyrighted and all that shit. All that, you know, it's offensive, this and that. So you can't really expose that information out there on YouTube like that now, you know what I'm saying, as before. So, and I did make money off YouTube, you know. I made like, you know, $190-something before. It was residual, you know, but then it stopped because of this whole, you know, they demonetized my videos because I was, you know, I guess I was saying too much things that I wasn't supposed to say, I guess. And they just flagged me and I couldn't demonetize that, my videos no more. And then that channel, I just stopped using that channel ever since then. I have a new channel up. That's why I have a new YouTube channel, you know, more new videos. But I don't talk about, you know, the things I used to talk about before, you know what I'm saying? I just switch it up. Not only that, but they just made YouTube hard, man. Like, for everybody to start. Like, they just made the whole platform. They just changed everything, man. Like, because these kids are using it now. Like, it's just, like, they don't want you to be you. You can't be that unique creator. You know what I'm saying? It's just because there's so many rules and regulations you got to follow on YouTube. And it's like, damn. It's a more process now just to make money off YouTube. Like, you gotta have 1,000 subscribers in the threshold. People gotta watch your... You gotta have over fucking... What is it? Like, 4,000... views on fucking your YouTube channel. You gotta have... People gotta watch... Your watch time gotta be up there. 4,000. And then you're... Obviously, your subscribers will be 1,000. It just makes everything so fucking hard now. Just to monetize your videos. I got my new channel up. You know, I was recently going. I went. You know, I started this new channel early in this year, before COVID, and I only had like 8 subscribers. Now I have like 408 subscribers now. I mean, like I said, I haven't been doing any videos like that because this whole thing, and you know, just been. You know, life gets in the way, you know, you're busy working and shit, you got a lot going on, and then the whole COVID situation. So, yeah, and other than that, and that's it, man. YouTube is not YouTube no more, man, and I don't knock it. I still do my videos. I'll still be, you know, I'll try to be consistent as I can, but I feel like you can't be you on YouTube. You can't really make a fucking certain video on it because, you know, then you're going to you can't even monetize it. You might find it, you violated the rules and regulations and all of a sudden you can't talk about it and then you get in trouble. So it's like, what can I do on YouTube? You got to go on their things and follow what they want. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't say this. Can't say this, like, god damn. It's like, what can I say? You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing about YouTube. Having a YouTube channel is tough these days, man. And this is... Podcasts are better, to be honest, man. It's your own platform, your own thing. I feel like podcasts, you can express yourself more. It's not like nobody's on your ass, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just your thing. It's your own thing, your own platform. You get to decide, you know, talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, you got to sit here and fucking get approval from them. And it's just like, damn, then they'll look at your channel and be, oh, we have to demonetize it because you said this inappropriate thing, and then you said such and that. That violated the code of conduct, this conduct and shit like that. And it's like, damn, you know what? Fuck this. Why am I going to waste my time on YouTube? But you know what I'm saying? But then again, you can't do that anyways. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not going to... I still have my channels up there. Like, you know, my new channel. Like, I've still been making videos here and there. I'm just not consistent as I used to be before, because I just got tired of it. And it's just like, damn, yo. It's, they made it more, even like harder just to get money, just to make money off it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Anchor and doing podcasts is, you can just make a quick buck, you know what I'm saying, quicker. You know what I'm saying? You monetize your podcasts right on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Then you, unlike YouTube, you gotta actually have 1,000 fucking subscribers and, you know what I'm saying, this certain amount of watch time. But not Anchor is... doing your podcast, you just quit your after you do your podcast, you just monetize it, and you're good to go. That's why I think, this is why I think you having a YouTube channel is tougher these days, man. And just feel like it's, you gotta have a proper channel, you gotta have a proper audience, you know, subscribers. You gotta have their interests, you know, different topics you want to talk about. That's in general too, even in podcasts, you gotta be like that. But you, for them, you gotta just, I don't even know, man. YouTube has, they have the pranks and all that kid shit, you know. I mean, kids love to be on it, they watch all their, like, different types of shows and stuff. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about the conspiracies, I guess, like that no more, man. And you can't anyways, because they'll just take your, remove your video off fucking YouTube. So it's like, damn, you can't be you. You can't be yourself on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fucking fit in with everybody else. You gotta follow the rules and guidelines. You can't even fucking say what you want to say. So technically, it's not freedom of speech on YouTube. If that was the case, my videos wouldn't be demonetized. You know what I'm saying? I would be able to say what I have to say without getting my videos demonetized. But it is what it is. And like I said, I'm not going to get rid of my channel. I'm still going to have it there. I'm not going to be consistent with it like that, you know. Just, you know, so much things going on that I just want to just do these podcasts and just, you know, take it from there and we'll do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? For those people who got a YouTube channel, don't give up. Be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you read the guidelines, though, man. The YouTube rules and regulations for monetization. I recommend you read that before you start, you know, making your videos and stuff like that. Because you don't want to... You're trying to avoid your channels not to get demonetized. You want to make sure they all monetize. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your channel. That's your hard work. That's your videos. So you just go follow those... read those guidelines, what to do, what not to do, and, you know, so you can make sure your channel's good, because you don't want to go through that hassle I went through. That was my problem. I didn't really follow the fucking guidelines, you know what I'm saying, which was my own fault, obviously. But now the fact that they made YouTube harder now, they made it harder to fucking monetize your videos, so just try to read what they got to say and just, you know, follow it, man, and to avoid your channel getting strikes, videos removed, and anything, you know what I'm saying, demonetizations, you know what I'm saying, try to avoid all that, because you don't want to be dealing with that, man. I reckon, hey, why not start a podcast if it's easier for you, man? Download Anchor, and you're just good to go, man. You can just you can monetize your podcast right there on the spot, you know. I recommend you do that too, man, and just talk about whatever you want to talk about there, man. You know, so, you know, they're getting very strict now, man. Now that this whole COVID thing's going on and all that, it's just, YouTube is not playing. And, you know, I guess, you know, you gotta follow their protocols, man, if you want to do the channel. And it is what it is, man. You just do what they say and just follow the rules and just be smart about it, man. Alright, I mean, I hope you guys are doing good. Take care of yourselves, man. Be safe. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. You already know the deal, man. and be safe. God bless you all. Make sure to check me out on YouTube anyways if you want to see my shit, my channel. There's a reason for everything. That's my channel. And check me out. I'll probably make a video sometime this week on YouTube. But like I said, I'm not really feeling YouTube like that right now at this point. I'm just focusing on podcasts, to be honest, right now at the moment. But yeah, you guys already know, man. Just, hit me up or, if anything. All right, you take care of yourselves. Peace.